What up, what up? It's your boy Hollywood, and I'm back live for you guys. Hollywood and Friends, we're here every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. You're probably used to seeing me with my girl MJ Judy Blue, but she's out, so I'm flying solo, but we're gonna keep this thing moving. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at I Am Hollywood, and follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram, BLU on Blue. So today, we are a few days away from Thanksgiving. I know everybody's gonna be flying back home. Last Thanksgiving, it was a lot of like pandemonium happening. So a lot of like family time was cut and all that, but it's lit this year for sure. So a lot of people are gonna be out and about. So get your greens, beans, tomatoes. Feel nice. I'll tell you what we're gonna be talking about for today. So let's kick it off with Julius Jones. This man, I'm so thankful for this outcome. So many people was rallying behind to get his sentence commuted because he was on death row, hours away from being executed. And he's on death row for a crime that he insists he did not commit. It happened back in 1999. He was in his 20s, and it was kind of like a wrong place, wrong group of people situation that happened. And there's overwhelming evidence that supports his innocence claim, including a solid alibi, also a confession that happened later on from the guy who actually did it. But none of this was considered. You know how it goes down when we're in the courts. None of that was considered, and your man was on death row and about to walk that walk. So many people, so many celebrities was rallying behind him. There was a petition, over like 6 million people signed it to get his sentence commuted. And at the 11th hour, I'm telling you, I was losing hope. I was definitely losing hope. Like, nah, the governor is not going to do it. Finally, did the right thing. I'm talking like 3 hours before your man Julius was scheduled to be executed. Governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, decided to commute his sentence to life without the possibility of parole. Now, that seems still harsh, but it's a good start, I guess. You know, at least he gets to live another day to fight for his innocence. And hopefully the next step is commuting his sentence altogether, overturning it, and letting that man go home. Other court news, Kyle Rittenhouse, he was the 17-year-old that shot three people in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the Black Lives Matter movement that was happening when Jacob Blake was shot by police. So that happened. He rap at got his ammunition together, had his mom drive him across state lines, claiming he was going to protect businesses out there, and ended up shooting three people, killing two of them. And he's claiming self-defense. So he was first count was first degree reckless homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. Another count was, excuse me, first degree recklessly endangering safety, use of a dangerous weapon. Another one was first degree intentional homicide, use of a dangerous weapon. Another one was attempted first degree intentional homicide. And the last one was possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. And that's the one that the judge decided to dismiss. And I was thinking, like, why my man's dismissed this charge? This is the one charge that I felt out of everyone is probably the least serious one. And that's the one the judge dismissed. It kind of makes you think, like, because maybe he knew, maybe he felt that this one was going to stick, so he decided to dismiss it. That's the only thing I could think of. But you got a lot of people on social media. I thought it was kind of funny. They were saying, like, but who did he kill? Apparently, he killed, like, you know, other people of his same race. So they like, that's their business. Like, that's white and white crime. Like, let the man do that. But I think the reason why a lot of people are feeling a way about it is more of the principle of it, like to show like this whole privilege thing that goes on in this country. I think people want to shine a light that this boy could just commit a crime. And to put it into perspective, had that been a black teen that was 17 and had his mom get him, drive him across state lines with a rifle, whatever he had, AR-15, and let alone kill people, he would have probably got killed that day. So it's just like to put it into perspective, I think that's the reason why a lot of people are like feeling a way about it. But maybe you're one of those that feel like that's their problem. Let them deal with that. Let's move on. In other news, Ashanti is deciding to re-record her debut album. A lot of artists are doing this these days so that they can have control of their masters, get more money, more money, more money. So Ashanti is deciding to do it, and Irv Gotti is not feeling it. He's he was one of the executive producers of the album that Ashanti put out. So he's feeling the way. I'm gonna tell y'all what Irv is saying. And so Irv is quoted saying, "I produced all those great albums, so I also own a good portion of the publishing. What she is trying to do is re-record all those great records and put them out on her label so she can do this under the cover laws. But she's basically trying to F me out of my masters and make people decide which album to listen to or stream. Hopefully her loyal fans will choose her version, hoping that loyal fans will choose her version." And he's basically saying like he hopes Ashanti could recreate the magic. He don't think she can. I feel like at the end of the day, artists need to have more control over their music. A lot of these artists, when they first started out, they were young, signing anything. And now that they're older and they understand in the business more, especially with this whole streaming thing, a lot of artists feel like, nah, let me redo this. So Taylor Swift most famously did it and was super successful in it. So Shanti's trying to follow suit, and I'm sure she's not going to be the last artist to do this. So we'll see. I wonder how it's going to go down, though, because like, do you have the same producer? Do you recreate the whole track using another producer? Do you just record it literally like a cover and put it out? Like, I'm curious how that's going to work, and I'm curious to see how it's going to sound too. So we'll see, but that's in the works right now. Good luck. What else are we talking about? Staples Center is getting a name change. Crypto.com Arena. When I first heard this, I'm thinking like that's random as fuck. Like crypto.com. I mean, we know crypto's here to stay, but to change such an iconic arena like randomly like that, seemingly randomly, that's like changing the garden, Madison Square Garden in New York or something. It's like, I don't know. But crypto.com arena, I feel like money talks at the end of the day. So they paid a hefty, hefty price to get to, I guess, earn the rights to change the name of the stadium. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. A lot of, how I was thinking when it comes to like gangs and like Bloods and Crips, like I know a lot of people. I see it on social media all the time where they don't like to say if you like a diehard, like you deep in the Bloods gang. A lot of them don't say words that start with a C. I know y'all heard it on social media. People would say like booking instead of cooking bread. Like, so I don't know how they're gonna feel about saying crypto.com arena. Guess it'll be crypto.com arena, but we'll see if they even buy tickets to go. Another good question a lot of people had was, will they be able to use crypto to buy tickets for the stadium? We'll see. Another thing that's in the news is rapper DaBaby and Danny Lay. They had this whole blowout on Instagram Live. I mean, I know live is meant to be live, but I didn't know that we was gonna do it like that. And I can't front. When I first seen it, I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. When it started going viral, I was kind of feeling bad for Dani Leigh, the girl, because it's kind of like, damn, bro, how you putting your business out on just like for the world like that? Like most celebrities try to like keep that stuff private, or you will hear little bits and pieces, but this man pressed record on live for the whole world to chime in and look. And it was kind of like a secondhand embarrassment kind of situation for Danny. I felt, because I'm like, damn, like he violating her right now, because he just was making her look stupid. And it's just like, yikes. And then I was just thinking about it, like, we never really know the full scale of things. I know people personally who have their relationship issues, and sometimes the guy is doing the most, sometimes the girl is doing the most, and we don't know what happened before the baby did his live situation. Ultimately, Dani Leigh ended up getting some charges pressed against her for like assault or something, so she could have been doing a little 1-2 on him in the past, who knows, but in the moment, it definitely felt like yikes, and they got a baby. And mind you, for the longest time, people was just speculating whether Dani Leigh was pregnant by the baby. And it was kind of like on a hush-hush. So this is kind of like the first time it's actually revealed that he's the father on Samori. And this is the way it's introduced. And it's just like, yikes. So we'll see. Hopefully this works out for the better, for the baby, really. Not the baby, but the baby. The little baby. Hopefully it works out for their child, because that's wild. That's wild to have that play out on live like that. Like, yikes. We'll see. Take notes, ladies. You got to be careful who you have babies with. This goes for guys and girls, because that's one of the, I've read something, it was a meme that says something like, that's one of the top two worst decisions you could make in your life is having a baby by the wrong person. And so many people get caught up, they be hypnotized and C-whipped and just caught up, and next thing you know, you arguing on Instagram Live. So we'll see how that plays out, but good luck to both of them. Baby got a lot of stuff to worry about already. I don't know 99 problems, he don't need to add this. And Dani Leigh, let's get some new music. Come on, come on. But I think that's all I got for what's hot in these blogs. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to like us, comment, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Follow our producer, Stacey, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU, that's how you spell blue. Like us on YouTube, subscribe, share. Thank you for tuning in. Be out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my part right here. Ooh, oh.